Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. It's been quite a year for Sandra Hüller. She's been Oscar-nominated for Best Actress as the star of Anatomy of a Fall. She also recently starred in The Zone of Interest, and both films are Oscar-nominated for Best Picture. In Anatomy of a Fall, Sandra plays a writer whose husband dies in an unexplained fall at the couple's home in the French Alps. She's eventually charged with his murder, and one of the key pieces of evidence is this argument between the couple a day before his death. Her husband surreptitiously recorded it.
I'm not the one who put you where you are. I've nothing to do with it. You're not sacrificing yourself, as you say. You choose to sit on the sidelines because you're afraid. Because your pride makes your head explode before you can even come up with the little gem of an idea. And now you wake up and you're 40 and you need someone to blame. And you're the one to blame.
Ooh, a tense scene. Sandra Hüller, thank you so much for joining us today on Film Week.
Hi, thank you.
What's it like for you to hear or to see that scene in all its intensity? I'm sure as you're talking about the film around the world, you hear it a lot. What's it like?
Oh, you know, I just think that Laurent Sénéchal and Justine chose the right takes. I mean, the scene is really working. It is touching people all over the world, and obviously a lot of people recognize something in it that it has to do with them, that is related to their own life or their own way of thinking or their own pain, or I can only speculate. And that makes me really, that touches me, yeah.
What is this time since both of these films have been honored with Best Picture nominations and you getting the highest acting in the U.S., highest honor for acting, Best Actress nomination? How has your life changed since this has been announced?
Oh, you know, it's not really affecting my private life. That really has not so much to do with all of this. And I really love to keep it separated from what's going on in the business world. But the life that is related to the public or that is related to work, that has changed a lot. Yeah, there are a lot of interesting projects coming my way that I didn't see coming. And I'm very grateful for that. And some people talk to me in the streets now, which they didn't do before.
I can't remember an actor starring in two Best Picture nominees who speaks different languages in each, because in The Zone of Interest, you speak German. Here, you're speaking English and some French. So three languages we've heard you speak in films this year. I know that's not necessarily unusual for actors in European films to switch languages, but to have two that are such big films here in the United States is a different experience. And, you know, speak to the what it's like to act in different languages like that, or is that just very natural for you?
It's a privilege in the first place. It's such a privilege to have directors who want to see this, who want to work on this, who also give you the resources to practice and to learn all these things, and who trust in your ability to in the end do all that. You know, it's definitely a challenge. At the same time, it's really liberating. I feel when I act in a different language, I cannot be perfectionist at any point because I really don't know how this really works. I can just assume that the people who are talking to me are telling me the truth about what it sounds like, whatever, but I could never feel it myself. So it's, I love to do this. That's the point of it all.
Yeah. And when you read the screenplay from the director of the film, Justine Triet, and Arthur Harari, what was your reaction the first time through that screenplay?
It left me breathless. That was the first thing. I found it very on point. I found it so accurate and very well observed. I found it in a way honest that it's almost painful, and I very much respected the effort of the couple, which Justine and Arthur are, to be this open about relationships, not necessarily their own. I think they kind of wrote down their worst nightmare. They don't live that way, but to go to that place, which is really, really dark. And yeah, I as I said, it left me breathless. I didn't know what to think about the character really, and I really wanted to find out how this is going to work.
And the audience doesn't really know about your character either. You know, so much is left undefined, and we're not certain what's really happened here. Did he kill himself? Was he killed? It's very, very unclear. And what were your thoughts about that ambiguity in the script as you read it?
Well, you know, I think that's life. I mean, we never know things 100%. There is some science that can do that and on a certain level. But as humans, we never know what is the truth. You can talk about your own truth, what you believe in and what you want to protect or something like that, but you can never know everything about a person, and we have to learn to live with those gaps. In that sense, the film is also really political because it denies, or it doesn't, it refuses to have any simple solution for anything. And there are some forces in the world right now who really want simple answers to very difficult questions, and the film says that's not possible. And I find that very relieving in a way, and very calming, because it means you can certainly make an effort to simplify things maybe sometimes, but it definitely won't work. So you can as well let it go and just accept the complexity of things.
We're talking with the star of the Oscar-nominated Anatomy of a Fall, nominated for Best Picture. The director of the film, Justine Triet, is nominated for Best Director, and our guest, Sandra Ouellet, is nominated for Best Actress for her performance in the film. And it's one of two terrific performances that we saw here in the U.S. in the past year, the other for The Zone of Interest, in which she plays the wife of the head of Auschwitz, and what that experience is like in their family home, which is right there just outside the walls of the death camp. And we see in her daily experiences the disconnect between the atrocities committed across the wall and the day-to-day experiences of the family in their home. Sandra, let's talk about the courtroom scenes here, because this is part of the drama that we don't know what played out. We don't know what twists and turns are going to unfold over the course of it. And for American audiences, I think it's fascinating to see the French legal system play out. And I just wonder, for you, in playing those scenes in the courtroom, what were some of the things that particularly stood out to you, or were interesting for you as an actor to take on?
Whole experience in the courtroom was changing every day. I mean, in the beginning, we were a bit assuming that it's a kind of a theater, and in the end, it isn't. Because in one way, it is, because you also try to find a story that you can sell to the audience, or I don't know the English word for the Geschworene, but you know, to people who will decide in the end. And for the judge. But on the other hand, people want you to be authentic, and you have to try to make them believe that you're telling, yeah, the truth. And I mean, the best way to do this is to actually tell the truth. So it's got nothing to do with theater, because people don't learn any lines or anything. They're really trying to, they fight for their life, actually. It's like a complete difference. But I love this experience because the audience was a real audience. It was cast people from the street and sent where
Oh.
we We shot that and they came there every day and they didn't know anything about the case. They didn't know what was going on. So we were actually trying to convince them, and their reactions were very original all the time. That they weren't, nobody forced them to do anything. So so that was made the situation kind of real, and the tension in the courtroom scenes was actually real, because also there is not so much space to move. You have to sit in one place. I mean, the prosecutor can move and the lawyer can move. The judge always sits, and of course Sandra also always sits. You really have to focus on your thoughts and your appearance and what you want to show and what you want to hide.
We're talking with Sandra Ouellet about her film, in which she stars and is nominated for Best Actress at the next Oscars. The film is Anatomy of a Fall. It's in theaters now, also available on demand. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with her, talk about working with terrific young actor in the film, Milo Machado Grainer. I'll also talk about working with director Justine Triet. It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. Back in a minute.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle with Oscar-nominated Best Actress Sandra Ouellet, who's starring in the film Anatomy of a Fall in theaters now and available on demand. She also stars in The Zone of Interest, which is nominated for Best Picture and Best International Feature. Sandra, let's talk about working with Milo Machado Grainer, who plays your son in the film. He's wonderful. And just share what those scenes were like with the two of you. They're so intimate and so poignant.
Oh, he's such a wonderful actor. I mean, and also a wonderful human being. A very mature child or teenager now. I think he was 12 when we shot the film. I love the way that he really knew what he wanted to do. I love the way that he was setting boundaries. I love the way that how he went into the scenes and also out of the scenes. He was just a boy when the scene was over doing his thing. I mean, it was a lot of snow. I guess he had a lot of fun and also doing his homework. And, you know, he's very precise in his acting, and he has a sort of transparency that you can see through his face into his mind. And I, the way that he is carrying the whole emotional weight of the film is astonishing to me over and over again when I watch the film.
He's called on to do a lot non-verbally and is very effective in that way.
Yes, he is. He had a great coach also, Cynthia Ara, who's friends with Justine since their art school times, and she was on set every day working with him. But of course, she couldn't have worked with him if nothing would have been there. So it's his talent and his ability to imagine the feelings of other people, which is not everybody has that. So.
In the script written by Justine Triet and Arthur Harari, The writer is a German writer, and part of the whole conflict is that she's uprooted her life. She's moved to the French Alps because her husband wants to go back to the town where he grew up, and she feels, you know, out of sorts as a result of that. So that made me wonder whether Trier had you in mind for this, or whether the script was written without a particular actor in mind, and that was just added the fact you are German to this. Can you share with us the evolution of that?
I mean, that's basically for her to say, or for them to say, but what I know so far is that Justine wanted me to play a character. She had prepared several projects and threw them away again because she wasn't satisfied, and then found this idea and worked on it with Arthur. But it was written for me from the beginning. If I wouldn't have accepted, she would have had to find another European actress who's not French, who has this language conflict. But she wrote it as a German actress. As a German character.
So that was the script you read. Was it that way? So clearly then, yeah, you were in mind for that, clearly.
Yes, I was. And it's, yeah.
And that's of course you're an acclaimed actor and you've had many plaudits, but that's got to be, for an actor, a wonderful feeling to have a director of her skill level write something with you specifically in mind.
I cannot talk about it. It's crazy, and I will forever be grateful that she did that.
Let's talk about your background as an actor. You've done a great deal of work in theater, and share with us the breadth of your career, the variety of different roles that you've played, how one builds on the other to give you the range of skills that you have to bring to a role. Sandra in Anatomy of a Fall?
Oh, that's a really good question and a difficult one. I don't know if I can answer that. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it's for a reason that I played Sandra when I was 44 and not when I was 25. I think there are some things that one has experienced in life at a certain age that haven't been there before. So I think that definitely helped. I mean, the stage acting is a very good training for focus and concentration over a long time. And for, especially when you think of the scene in the kitchen, the central argument of the film, of course, that is something that is easier for, or has felt familiar for me to talk to somebody, to my partner, for such a long time, because we play evenings of, I don't know, 5-6 hours sometimes. So it's, that was a good training, I think, and also to think about characters in a certain way, always coming from their inside movements and not so much from what we want to achieve as how we want them to be read by people, but to go from the inside. I think that's, yeah, maybe that's that, but I think
I answered sufficient. Yeah, no, that's great. And before we conclude, I do want to ask you about The Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer's Holocaust drama. You play such a different character there, and that's a very, very hard character to play. And I wonder if you just could share, what was the biggest thing with that character that you felt you had to grapple with to do it in the way you wanted?
Well, to me, I think the biggest challenge was, because I wasn't used to that, to not connect with her, not trying to understand what's going on or justify any of her actions. I really try to stay away from any sort of connection. And I signed for this project not to portray Hedwig Höss. That really wasn't my intent. I really wanted to work with Jonathan and try to explore, I think, the phenomenon of ignorance. It could have been anybody to me. It was just to find out how this works when these things happen next door. You know about them, but you just don't do anything about it or don't let it affect your life. And I found that really, really interesting and cruel at the same time. It wasn't easy.
Yeah, and it sounds like a very demanding experience shooting that film as well.
Yes, in one way, but at the same time, you know, when you put it into perspective, because we shot on location, we were literally 50 meters from the original Hess house, and the walls of the former concentration camp of Auschwitz. So then all these things, if it's hard or not, really don't matter. So,
Sandra Yuleg, thank you so much for joining us and talking about your tremendous performances this year, your Oscar nomination, and working with two gifted directors within the past year or so. Thank you so much for joining us on Film Week. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sandra Yuleg joining us on Film Week. I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful President's Day weekend.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.